Ladybird, do you know? Level 3. Electric world. New words. Circuit. Dangerous. Device. Electricity. Electronic. Magnet. Metal. Nature. Pull. Touch. Transistor. Turn. What is electricity? This is an atom. There are atoms in all the things in the world. Electrons are very small parts of atoms. You can't see them with your eyes. When electrons move, they make electricity. Our mobile phones, laptops, and computers are all electronic devices. Electronics in our devices use electricity to help us. Electron. Think. What types of electronic devices can you find at home or at school? Is there electricity in nature? People use electricity every day, but it is in nature too. There is electricity in lightning, in animals, and in our bodies. Clouds make electricity when they move. We see lightning when the electricity leaves the clouds. Lightning. Some animals use electricity to get food. This electric eel makes electricity in its body. It uses the electricity to kill fish. Then it eats them. Electric eel. Fireflies. Fireflies make electricity too. You can see static electricity when you move a balloon on your head. Your hair stands up. Find out. Move a balloon against your head. What happens to your hair? Where can you see static electricity? How do we make electricity? Turbine. We can use wind or water to make electricity. Wind and water are always moving. They can turn turbines for us. Turbines make electricity. Magnet. Turbines have big magnets in them. A magnet pulls metal to it. Wind or water turns a magnet in the turbine. The magnet pulls a metal coil. The magnet and the coil turn. Together, they make electricity. Coil. Power stations make electricity for us too. Power station. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. There are magnets in many different things. Write a list of 5 things with magnets. What are plugs for? Pin. We use plugs and sockets with our electronic devices. We put the plug into the socket. Now we can use the device. Pin. Plugs have 2 or 3 pins. The pins go into the socket. Electricity travels from the socket into the pins of the plug. From the plug, electricity travels to your device. Electricity comes from a power station. It moves down long power lines into our homes. Power lines. Power station. Plug. Socket. Look. Look at the pages. Can you see the plugs? Now, look around your home. How many plugs can you find? Count them. What do electricians do? Electricians work with electricity. Some electricians work in big power stations. Some electricians work in houses. Some electricians work on tall pylons with big cables. Pylon. Cable. Helmet. Safety glasses. Electrician. Safety shoes. Electricians wear safety clothes. Find out. Use books or the internet. Find out what other things an electrician needs to be safe. How do light switches work? Light switches tell the light to be on or off. Switches are part of a circuit. A light bulb can be part of a circuit, too. Turn on the switch, and electricity travels to the light bulb. The light comes on. Turn off the switch. Now, the electricity can't go to the light bulb. The light goes off. Light bulb. A circuit has no start or finish. The electricity moves round and round. A light switch can stop the electricity moving round the circuit. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. Can you see the switch? What happens when the switch is down? What happens when the switch is up? What is a circuit board? A circuit board is a road for electricity. It takes the electricity to different parts of a device. A circuit board has different parts that work together. Electricity moves on the circuit board to the places it needs to be. Some circuit boards are small. Others are very big with lots of different parts. Look! Look at the pages. How does electricity move on a circuit board? What does a transistor do? Transistors can work as a switch in a circuit. There are transistors inside big and small electronic devices. This is a hearing aid. It has lots of transistors. It can make quiet sounds into loud sounds. Today, you can find transistors in most electronic devices. They are in microwaves, toasters, and kettles. Microwave, toaster, kettle. There are lots of transistors in your laptop and mobile phone, too. Find out. Use books or the internet. How many transistors are there in your phone? Is electricity dangerous? We use electricity every day, but it can be very dangerous. Electricity can be very hot. Sometimes it starts fires. This is dangerous for plants, animals, and people. Electricity travels easily in water. This is why we don't have sockets near the bath. Cable. Electricity travels easily in metal, too. Look at sockets and cables before you touch or use them. They can be dangerous. Project. Work with a friend. Make a poster about staying safe when you use electricity. Why do toys need batteries? Some toys need electricity to move. Batteries hold electricity for them. The electricity goes out of the battery and into the toy. Batteries let out electricity over time. The toys use the electricity slowly. Then, the toy can move. Toys with batteries can move in lots of different ways. They can fly, walk, swim, sing, and dance. Some toys can talk. Batteries. Project. Work with a friend. Invent a new toy that needs batteries and draw a diagram of it. Can a potato be a battery? We find electricity in many things. Can you find it in a potato? Yes. We can't buy potato batteries from the supermarket, but we can make them at home. Potatoes have water and salt in them. Water and salt help the electrons to move. When the electrons move, they make electricity. You need a zinc nail, a copper nail, a wire, a light bulb, and a potato. Light bulb. Zinc nail. Copper nail. Wire. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. Watch the potato battery experiment. How can electronics help us? Electronic devices can help us in lots of ways. These are electric wheelchairs. Electric wheelchairs help some people to travel. They can move very fast. Hospitals use lots of electronics. They help doctors to look after people. Astronauts on the International Space Station use electronics for difficult jobs. Robots use a lot of electronics. We can use robots to help us at home and at work. Think. Imagine you don't have any electronics. What would you miss most of all? Ladybird, do you know? Level 3, Electric World. Written by Catherine Billsborough. Series Editor, Nick Coates. Read by Akisha Pierman. Copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2022. Imprint, Ladybird Books. UK, USA, Canada, Ireland, Australia, India, New Zealand, South Africa. Ladybird Books is part of the Penguin Random House group of companies whose addresses can be found at global.penguinrandomhouse.com, www.penguin.co.uk, www.puffin.co.uk, www.ladybird.co.uk. First published 2022. 001. Text copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2022. Printed in China. The authorized representative in the EEA is Penguin Random House Ireland, Morrison Chambers, 32 Nassau Street, Dublin, DO2YH68. A CIP catalog record for this book is available from the British Library. All correspondence to Ladybird Books, Penguin Random House Children's, 1 Embassy Gardens, 8 Viaduct Gardens, London, SW11, 7BW. Series info. Do you know? Visit www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk for free teaching resources. Video clips with simplified voiceover and subtitles, video and comprehension activities, class projects and lesson plans, audio recording of every book, digital version of every book, full answer keys. To access video clips, audio tracks, and digital books, 1. Go to www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. 2. Click Unlock Book. 3. Enter the code below. Stay safe online. Some of the activities ask children to do extra research online. Remember, ensure an adult is supervising. Use established search engines such as Google or Kindle. Children should never share personal details such as name, home or school address, telephone number, or photos. Back cover. Do You Know? Is a series of leveled nonfiction books featuring video content, project work, and critical thinking activities to motivate and engage young learners. Covering a range of STEM topics from nocturnal animals to climate change, Do You Know? Takes an inquiry-based approach, developing children's language, communication, and investigation skills. Level 1. Pre-A1, 400 headwords. Level 2, A1, 600 headwords. Level 3, A1 plus, 800 headwords. Level 4, A2, 1100 headwords. www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. Available online, audio download, digital book, activity sheets, video. Page numbers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.